Are you going for a walk, a hike, a travel trip? Make sure that you have the right shoes, sandals, and boots for the trip, and make sure that they fit. Jesse Brown's has an expert team of footwear fitters that will help make your endeavor feel better from the bottom of your feet and up. Placement in the right category and the right size keep you looking and feeling good, Mortimer, in the right shoes. Stop by jessebrowns.com or the brick and mortar in the shopping district of Charlotte's South Park area to get your newest, most favorite adventure footwear from Jesse Brown's. Come on in. The listening is fine. You're joining the Carolina Outdoors. I'm your host, Bill Bartee. Each week, I come down to break it down different segments for your listening pleasure. Hopefully, along the way, you'll learn a little bit about something in our Carolina Outdoors by talking about the things to do and the people that are making those things happen. This week is no different. If you've listened in previous weeks to the Carolina Outdoors, we've been talking a lot about the Fly Fishing Film Tour. It is in its 18th edition. And it's coming to Charlotte, North Carolina, March 21st. The doors open at the Visualite Theater, the historic Visualite Theater off Elizabeth Avenue in Charlotte, North Carolina. Doors open at 5 p.m. We're going to have live music inside the venue, and it's a fly fishing party, essentially. We're going to have conservation clubs. We're going to have fly fishing promotion clubs. We're going to have women on the fly, also veteran clubs. Also, saltwater conservation clubs will all be on hand while the live music is playing. Of course, also, Brian Hester, local artist from the Hooked Fly Company, will be creating art before our own very eyes as he takes a blank canvas and begins to paint it. He'll have 1 hour before the films start to complete the artwork that he's going to raffle off, benefiting Rocky River Trout Unlimited. That chapter will be on hand as well. So come on out. The tickets are $25, and join in the fun. You don't have to be a fly angler at this time to join in. You just need to have an interest in independent film, maybe travel, or maybe fishing in general, or maybe you're a hardcore fly fisher person and just want to be a part of the fun. Everybody's invited. Again, at the historic Visualite Theater, 1615 Elizabeth Avenue. It is Thursday, March 21st. Again, doors open 5 p.m., and the films will start at 7 p.m. Prizes will be given away. Raffles will be going on. All of that promoting the sport of fly fishing. If you want to learn more about that or hear some of the previous guests, head over to the Carolina Outdoors podcast, Highlights of the Carolina Outdoors. You can meet some people like the head booker over at the Visualite Theater, Bernie Brown, who's been on the Carolina Outdoors several times talking about what goes on at the Visualite and his task and chore since the 1990s in putting on events and music and film all at the Visualite Theater. But also he talks about kind of the history of the Visualite and what's gone on. We've also spoken to several of the club members who are going to be on hand, whether it be the president of the Trout Unlimited chapter here in the Charlotte metro area, or maybe the Carolina Fly Fishing Club president who has been on. We're going to upcoming talk to the lead of Project Healing Waters, helping vets coordinate the sport of fly fishing and helping heal some of the wounds and traumas of combat, active combat that many of them have felt. And you're invited again to check it out. Highlights of the Carolina Outdoors, wherever you're listening to your podcast. If you like what's going on, rate and review the podcast. It helps other people find us, and it helps the cause of the Carolina Outdoors. On this edition of the Carolina Outdoors, we're going to be talking a little bit about springtime in the Carolinas. And of course, one of the things that's happening in the Carolinas, North Carolina specifically, is the closing of the hatchery-supported trout streams. What's that mean? It means over 1,000 miles of water, the hatchery-supported designation anyway, closes down for the month of March. During this time, stockings are going on. Streams are prepared for the stockings and prepared for the opening day of trout season, which this year is April 6th, 2024. The closing takes place the entire month of March. But does that mean you cannot go trout fishing? No, because wild trout waters are still open in western North Carolina. And something called the delayed harvest waters are open as well. What is the difference? Of course, wild trout is just as it says. These are wild trout waters. They have no closed season. You do have a limit of 4 fish to keep. Need to be 7 inches in artificial lures with a single hook on some of those trout waters. There's also a no-close season for natural bait waters where you can use artificial lures or natural bait with a single hook. No live fish allowed as bait, however. There's also a different designation called delayed harvest waters under the state regulation. And you can go fish those streams. That started in the early 1990s and includes over 30 different lakes and streams in western North Carolina that are stocked with trout, but you can't keep them. At least you can't keep them October 1st when the stockings begin until the first Saturday in June. During those months, the delayed harvest waters are catch and release only. This is a part of the promotion by NC Wildlife Resource Commission to help the recreational anglers get out to trout streams, maybe closer to where they live, and enjoy catching brooks, browns, and rainbow trout. But the only stickler is you have to put those fish back. Catch and release only. There is a few rules. No trout may be possessed, of course. No fishing allowed from a half hour after sunset, starting May 31st, 2024, to 6 a.m. on June 1st of 2024. Artificial lures with a single hook, natural bait, may not be possessed on the delayed harvest trout waters. It mentions single hook. I should make clarification for you fly anglers out there. That does mean you can use single hooks per fly, but you can use multiple flies. For instance, many people do something called a dry dropper rig. This is a dry fly, a fly that sits on top with a dropper nymph underneath that sinks underneath. If they hit the dry fly in a dry dropper rig, then you get to see it, set the hook, and you've got a fish on. But if you see your dry fly drop, almost like a bobber, a strike indicator, that means they took the bottom fly, the nymph, and you set the hook and fish on as well. Some people are using double nymph rigs. Those are two, again, single hook flies, which are legal. They're just separated. What is illegal on delayed harvest water are treble hooks, multiple hook lures and jigs. You cannot use those. But anyway, it's a great time in North Carolina and South Carolina, but the North Carolina trout waters are wide open. We hope that you have an opportunity to get up there. If you need advice, help, or directions to some of these trout waters, contact us. Jesse Brown's Outdoors. That's who helps power the Carolina Outdoors, and that's where I hang my hat through the week. We're going to talk more about this later on in the program, but before we do, we're going to talk a little bit later on about physical fitness for fly fishers. We're going to bring someone on who is a specialist and give us the lowdown. I'm Bill Barty, your host. You're listening to the Carolina Outdoors.